Yoho. Parks Canada officials say, all options are on the table to combat the recent discovery of deadly whirling disease in more water bodies in Yoho and Kootenay National Parks. All water bodies, except for frozen lakes, rivers and shorelines, were closed Thursday, October 26, to human access until March 31, 2024, to prevent the spread of the disease known to wreak havoc on fish populations. We need to take some time to analyze. Right now, the focus is understanding the spread and taking protective actions, and then we're going to start really thinking about how we can make sure that we have a regime next summer that is going to be working well, said Francois Mass, Lake Louise, Yoho and Kootenay National Park Superintendent at a media conference Friday, October 27. Parks Canada officials, after first detecting whirling disease in Yoho's Emerald Lake in September, found other suspected cases of the disease in the Kicking Horse River, Wapta Lake, Finn Creek, Monarch Creek, and at the confluence of Emerald River and Kicking Horse River through further PCR testing. To prevent the spread and protect the health of the national parks and aquatic ecosystems, the federal agency is restricting human activities while the risk of spread is lower in winter. Once the water has frozen and there's very little activity in the parasite, and really little exposure to actual liquid water or the mud that contains the parasite, then the risk becomes incredibly low, which is why we'll be permitting use on frozen water bodies throughout the winter, said Parks Canada spokesperson Megan Gowdy. We'll be taking this time to investigate management activities that will dictate what the spring will look like. Mass added, with the risk of disease transmission being higher in spring and summer, linked to increased activity in the parasite responsible for whirling disease and watercraft use, closures may extend past March 31. Parks is also considering killing off fish populations as one option to eradicate the disease. In 2016, following the discovery of the deadly disease in Banff's Johnson Lake, the water body was drained, and fish were killed to protect at-risk species like bull trout and Westslope cutthroat trout. The disease is incredibly difficult to totally eradicate once it's been spread in a watershed, said Gowdy. At this time, we know there are suspected cases throughout the Upper Kicking Horse watershed in Yoho National Park. There have been instances where the management tool most effective to manage whirling disease spread in very localized water bodies is eradicating fish. It is a management tool that we are considering. The agency said it's too early to tell what the most effective management approach will be, but is urging visitors to respect all closures and restricted activity orders. It's incredibly difficult to fully eradicate whirling disease from a water body, said Gowdy. But right now, we're gathering all the information, we're working closely with our partners and other jurisdictions and colleagues that have dealt with whirling disease in the past to determine what these next steps might be. Aquatic invasive species such as the parasite responsible for whirling disease disrupt and irreversibly damage aquatic ecosystems, said Mass, adding it has potential to decimate fish populations with mortality rates up to 90% in some cases. The disease is named for the distinctive circular swimming patterns exhibited by infected fish. It can infect many fish species, including bull trout, Westslope cutthroat trout, rainbow trout, mountain whitefish, brown and brook trout. As per closure notices for Yoho and Kootenay National Parks, it is strictly prohibited to engage in any in-water and shoreline activities or to come within 3 meters of a river, creek, or lake. Prohibited water activities include but are not limited to fishing, swimming, diving, wading, and the use of any watercraft, such as boats, paddleboards, rafts, or other vessels. Shoreline activities that are forbidden include, but are not limited to, hiking, walking, or cycling. Exceptions include crossing a lake or river using approved trails, bridges, and fords, collecting treatable water for drinking purposes, and crossing a frozen water body or shoreline. Parks Canada said the use of rental canoes at Emerald Lake is permitted as there is low risk of spreading the parasite across water bodies with rentals remaining at the lake. Once established, aquatic invasive species may never go away, said Mass. The public is asked to respect all closures to stop the spread of aquatic invasive species. We need your help. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.